God bless you, Richard the Lionheart, back here with you on another amazing podcast for the Spiritual Pursuit 31-Day Journey. If you've not visited yet, visit spiritualpursuitbook.com to pick up your copy today. Today I'm going to talk to you guys about having courage and accepting the truth. Amen. Accepting and believing. Romans 4:17 says, I have made you a father of many nations. Wow, that looks larger than life, doesn't it? What are we talking about exactly here? Well, we're talking about looking at Sarah and Abraham. Both of their bodies were literally almost dead. They were old. They had many years. Abraham said to God, now, look at this, God has made me a father of many nations. And there is no hope of a son according to the natural law. Wow. According to what? The natural law. But what about the supernatural? What about God? Amen? So by the natural law, Abraham is saying there's no hope whatsoever. But remember, in Christ, there's always hope. So he goes on to say, so here God is speaking to Abraham, and is telling him, I have made you a father of many nations. But there's a little problem with this. And you may ask, what the problem is? The problem is Abraham is at the point where he does not have a son. He's also at the point to where he is a man of many, many years. He's an older man, a very old man. Everything Abraham and Sarah have been facing over the past 20 years completely contradicted what is being said. In fact, the conditions have went through were worsening. And it looks utterly hopeless. I'm sure you can identify with that. I'm sure you've been in a position in life to where God's speaking to you. But everything looks opposite from it. It looks hopeless. It looks like it's just not possible. But remember, guys, with Christ Jesus, all things are possible for those who, that's right, believe. One thing we've got to keep in mind is that God is not a liar. God is not a liar, but things are done in His time. Amen? Things are done by His direction and in His time. So therefore, things in our life will come to pass by His direction and in His time. We need to embrace that and really be aware and open to follow His direction and time. I'm sure many of you right now are standing on promises of God, and you've probably been standing on some of these promises for some time. Some of these hopes you've had have not come to pass. Maybe some of the hopes that that you have look larger than life. But if God gave these to you, hold on to them. Amen? Hold on to them. Because I can assure you one thing. Anytime you're going to step out in faith and belief, the enemy is going to come up. And he's going to challenge that. He's going to come up as that old lying voice. You know, that voice of the devil, the voice of the accuser of the brethren, the Bible says. And he comes to you and he speaks all these negative things, trying to steal from you, trying to get you to not believe God and what he's spoken to you. But remember, Hebrews 11, it tells us, amen, that we live by faith and not by sight. So we're to trust God. We're to trust Him. And even though we can't put our hands on it right now, we're to trust and know that God has spoken and He's bringing it in His perfect time. And we're also to guard and not allow the enemy to come and steal, amen, to come and steal the promises of God in our life. The reality is that as a true believer, and as a true follower of Jesus Christ, you are saved through the blood of Jesus Christ, through his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. But I want to highlight his precious blood. It's the most powerful substance in the universe. If you're living a life as the Bible directs us and being led by the Holy Spirit, you are truly saved. You are blessed. Amen. So continue to trust and believe the Lord. Continue to trust and believe and follow what the Lord has set for you. When we look at Abraham, he was an older man, a man of many, many years. But he was a man who was faithful. He was faithful to God. Galatians chapter 3, verse 9 says, Abraham was called a friend of God. Abraham had great faith. In fact, he believed God for 25 years when everything continued to get worse around him daily. Abraham continued to trust, believe, and follow God. Remember, he was called a friend of God. If we will trust and believe God the way that Abraham did, we begin to enter such an amazing relationship with God that is seldom seen by others in the world. He will start transforming us into people who truly walk in the relationship, walk in the favor, walk in the supernatural lifestyle of the Most High God. When we look at Hebrews 11:6, we see that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That's right. We need to diligently seek him, believe him, and trust him. Romans 4:17 says, God gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Amen. I hope you were blessed today on this little tidbit that I shared out of my book, The 31-Day Spiritual Journey, available at spiritualpursuitbook.com. Have courage and accept what God has put before you. Truly believe and receive. Know that God is working in your behalf. And shut that voice down. That voice of the accuser that's coming to try to steal. Amen. Shut that down in Jesus' name. God bless you all. I just want to plant one more little seed with you today. I want to invite you over to the champions.school. It's our school of supernatural transformation. And it's available right now, free of charge for a limited time. Tuition is free for a limited time. So come on over to champions.school and get registered today, because the free registration will not last. Also, come on over and visit us every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, for OurIsNow.tv. You can also catch that on Facebook and YouTube at Our Is Now. Fresh new episodes every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. And you can also catch the most recent episode and past episodes on the on-demand system at OurIsNow.tv. God bless you all. I love you so much. Have an absolutely amazing week in the Lord, and I will talk with you again soon. Take care now.